In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Today's gospel, that lengthy story of Jesus healing the man born blind, but really it's the middle of an even lengthier passage that spans almost four chapters of John's gospel. And I think in order to better understand this healing of the blind man, it's helpful to go back and see the context in which this healing takes place. These four chapters, or almost four chapters, take place just over the span of the Festival of the Tabernacles. That was an Old Testament feast, probably second biggest feast after Passover, their second biggest festival that celebrated God taking care of them as they traveled those years in the wilderness. And on the last day of this Feast of Tabernacles, there was a washing of the altar with water, and then the lighting of these giant oil lamps. I mean, they were huge. Each one was probably as big as a person. They would light these lamps on the last day. And if you read the chapter that comes right before this, while the lamps are being lit, Jesus stands in the middle of the temple and he declares, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." You can imagine that some people found that rather jarring. It's like, who is this Jesus? Who is this standing up in this middle of this majestic moment in their liturgy and has this big interruption, "I am the light of the world"? And a debate ensues, trying to interpret Jesus through the eyes of the Old Testament. They say, can a prophet come from Galilee? Would the Messiah heal on the Sabbath? Who is he? And other people say, now nobody spoke like this man. Maybe he is the Messiah. And maybe you're one of the people there. And when you hear this interruption, you look up, and he may have fed you loaves in the wilderness, or he may have healed someone in your own village. It puts an entirely different light on this big interruption. There's a debate going on. Who is he? Is he really who he says he is, that he can come in and interrupt this Feast of the Tabernacles? What does Jesus do? He goes out to a man born blind, and that's where our story picks up. It's after this interruption, after this debate, he goes out to the man born blind and does something unprecedented in the history of the world. He gives him his sight. Yes, there's more debate. The Pharisees call the blind man, they call his parents. They again trying to interpret Jesus through the eyes of the Old Testament. They're debating whether he fits their idea of the Messiah. They're debating whether he fits what the Old Testament was predicting about them in the way that they understand it. But really, by healing the blind man, in parliamentary terms, Jesus calls the question. It's time to decide. Healing a man born blind makes the question of mud and Sabbath pale in comparison. Because if he is the Messiah, if he is the Savior of the world, he turns the question completely around. The Old Testament is not the lens through which we understand Jesus. Jesus is the lens through whom we understand the Old Testament. And that changes everything. In fact, Jesus is the lens through whom we understand everything. We interpret the Old Testament through the lens of Jesus, not the other way around. We interpret all our theology through the lens of Jesus and not the other way around. Even our lives, the meaning of each day in our life, interpreted through Jesus and not the other way around. We don't find Christ through our lives, we find our lives through Christ. Our neighbor is seen through the lens of Jesus rather than just through our own eyes, and it makes all the difference. You know, the blind man in the story lives that lesson on two levels. First, obviously, he's physically blind, and then he sees. But spiritually, he changes too. At the beginning, what does he know? All he knows of his life was, "I was blind, and now I see." They ask him about Jesus. He says, "I don't know all these questions. I was blind, and now I see." He's interpreting life from his own perspective. And at the beginning of his interpretation, it's just his own experiences. But by the end of the passage, he's debating with the Pharisees on whether or not someone this great could be not only the prophet, but the Son of God. He confesses Jesus to be that Son of God because his eyes are opened, spiritually speaking. He's no longer seeing life from just his own experiences. He's seeing life through the lens of Jesus and confesses him to be the Son of God. In our reading from Acts today, you have this Philippian jailer is guarding the prisoners in the inner prison. And he's listening to Paul and Silas pray and sing hymns, and he dozes off during the night. And he wakes up, there's this earthquake, and the doors of the prison are opened. Now, the punishment for a guard letting prisoners escape was very severe, usually involved torture followed by execution. So it says in the story that he pulls out his sword and is about to commit suicide. And Paul says, hey, we're still here. We're still here. Don't do yourself any harm. And then they have a conversation, and he asks, what do I need to do to be saved? And it says in the book of Acts, they spoke the word of the Lord to him, and then the jailer then takes them home, and he and his entire household are baptized. He went from nearly committing suicide over the prisoners having escaped to actually helping them escape in the same hour. He switches from seeing life through his own view, what's going to happen to me, to seeing life through what's possible, what Christ can do in this world. In our own lives, it's no different, really. We can go through life day to day, trying to maybe find God, trying to find maybe find our way in life. And when we do things like that, I think it's like trying to find God by looking through a telescope the wrong direction. Instead of getting closer, he gets further away and harder to see. And Jesus comes and interrupts that way of thinking, seeing Christ through our own experiences. He interrupts everything by declaring, I am the light of the world. And then to prove it, he heals that which is blind in us. And we can debate him within ourselves, we can debate him with others, but eventually Jesus calls the question. He looks to us and he says, am I the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world? And if so, then it's time for us to start seeing things differently, to see God through the lens of Jesus, to read scripture through the lens of Jesus, to see our own lives through the lens of Jesus, and to see our neighbor through the lens of Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.